Hey, Shackers fans, we're getting set for our 10th anniversary season here around the Southern League in Keyser Federal Park. Opening day on April 4th over in Pensacola before the Shackers open at home with the home slate on April 8th against Columbus. I'm your broadcaster, Javik Blake, and we're joined by a guy who's going to be pretty important to this 2025 season and his Gatorhead as well. It's manager Joe Arault. Skip, appreciate you taking the time. How exciting is it to be back in Biloxi this year?
Crazy excited. I mean, I drove up today. The whole day I pretty much spent on the phone talking to a bunch of people, including you, but really excited. Got clearance from the doctors. I mean, having to leave last year and, you know, end the season that way was really tough, but seeing our staff come together, you know, Fidel managing, picking it up, and you guys making the playoffs, I mean, helped make me stronger seeing you guys getting in there, and I'm really excited to be back and fired up for the season.
Well, that's the big thing. Not only are you back managing, but you're back managing and healthy after a tough health scare last year. How exciting is it just to have that behind you and get to focus on baseball this year?
It's one of those things. I mean, dealing with cancer, I mean, it can always come back, but getting those clear scans and, you know, it's wild. Definitely a different perspective on life, baseball, everything. So it's be bringing that this year as a manager, a little new look to it.
Well, and I know we were all excited when we got the news, me especially. I think I spiked my lunchbox and broke it as soon as I got the news that you were coming back and all was clear. But this is a coaching staff this year, too, around you. The experience is absurd. 50-plus years of coaching experience, a couple different big leaguers, yourself included. How excited are you about the staff this year coming to Biloxi?
Real excited. There's a couple guys. Leo Rodriguez I've worked a few seasons with. He and I are really close. He's going to be the infield guru coaching third base. And then Josh Spence worked with him, you know, our pitching coach, the Australian nasty lefty, pitched in the big leagues. He's awesome, great guy. So those two guys I've worked with, and of course Grant and Benny, been around those guys. Incredible strength and conditioning and trainer. Adding in Tyler Thornburg and Lipka. I mean, I managed Thornburg back in the day. We won the championship in 2010, so bringing that to the table. I mean, having a bullpen coach like Tyler Thornburg, former Brewer, incredible, and Lipka and Kevin Martyr, awesome staff, and I'm excited.
Yeah, how about the pitching side of things? Pretty absurd that you not only have one big leaguer on your staff, but two of them with combined service time of, you're looking at 10 to 12 years for the two of them combined. How much of a help will it be to the pitching staff this year to be able to rely on that experience down there?
Oh, it's big. I mean, our guys, our pitching department, unbelievable. Starts at the top. Nick Childs, our pitching coordinator, does a real good job. And all the guys we've brought in the last few years on the pitching side, unbelievable. Like, they're all on the same page, and our pitchers get, you know, immediate buy-in, and you see the results. Our pitching's been just on the up and up.
You talk about the pitching side of things. A couple big promotions for guys that were on your staff last year. J.J. Reimer promoted to a coordinator position. Your good friend Will Shearholz promoted to a coordinator position. Andrew Staling promoted to a coordinator position. How impressive is it to see those guys rise to the system, especially having been with them just a year ago, to hear the news they're getting quite a big promotion up to the coordinator roles in the organization?
Yeah, I mean, you might as well just call me the coordinator whisperer. I mean, it's been a thing in the past. There's been guys, Cam Castro, his first year. Nick Childs was supposed to work with me, you know, his first year, but COVID. But seeing those guys move into those roles is incredible. I mean, seeing them develop, and Will and I, you know, he is one of the guys through my treatments and all that about every day. We'd check in on my way to do radiation or chemo, and always talking to Will, and one of those guys keeping me going. And last year when I left, keeping me filled in, the guys talking to me every day. But it's awesome to see those guys moving up in the org and becoming coordinators.
How great was that to be able to talk with so many guys throughout the organization and the Shackers team last year as they went on the run in the second half, to just be able to stay locked in on the baseball side of things, have a little bit of a distraction?
I mean, it definitely helped me keep going. I mean, on occasion, just the texts, the phone calls, the FaceTimes, you guys putting that jersey on, showing me pictures with the 33 shirts. I mean, my family at home, my kids, my mom, you know, my girlfriend Emma. I mean, it was a tough time getting through it, but seeing you guys winning games, seeing the guys talking to them after, I mean, definitely kept me going, gave me extra strength.
Well, now time for spring training, heading out to Arizona in the next couple of days. What's the excitement level for you? Because this is, again, a big-time spring training coming back after what happened last year, but it's always spring training, always fun.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a little bit different this year. It's always tough leaving. I mean, I got the two kids, Haley and Cole, at home. Yeah, this year, you know, having the health stuff going on, leaving, Cole's on varsity baseball, you know, all that stuff. Leaving was a little bit tough, but getting back to work, knowing, I mean, they know you're back, you're healthy, back to what I'm doing that I love, and really excited to be back on the field.
Your son making varsity, obviously a great accomplishment, but you got to see him playing a couple games before you left, which has to feel good.
Yeah, he looks good. He's fired up. He loves the game. That's all that matters.
We're going to see him out here in Biloxi this year?
Oh, for sure. He probably just wants to come here to see you.
I don't know quite about that, but is he going to try and challenge like a Tyler Thornburg? Like, hey, dude, I'm going to try and hit your fastball. Let's go.
That's a good idea. I think we're setting that up right now.
We have a couple live ABs, him versus Spence, him versus Tyler.
I think he might. I mean, Thornburg, I guarantee he's still in there. He's bringing it up there, upper 90s.
I mean, we might as well just have coaching staff against each other. You and Lipka against Thornburg and Spence. Either something breaks first or somebody gets a hit or a strikeout.
I better take anti-inflams before that one for sure. Pulled hammies, you name it.
Well, that's why we got the trainers, right?
We got good ones.
There we go. Skip, appreciate the time as always. Looking forward to spring training. Looking forward to a real fun year this year.
Sounds great. Me too.